Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast. Is that what it is?
Yes.
With me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We got a little lag. We're trying to do this here recording remotely. I'm in New York. Maysoon's in San Francisco. And we're just making it all happen.
We're making it all up right now, people.
Maysoon, I went to some places in the Midwest. I went to the Des Moines, Iowa, Des Moines Art Center.
Oh, how was that?
It was surprisingly really top-notch.
Wow. What happens in Des Moines? I mean, what are they known for? Some kind of agricultural situation, maybe? Or
it's like one of the big cities there in Iowa.
Okay.
I think it's, I don't know, I just assume I didn't get a good sense of the city personally. I wanted to go to the University of Iowa Art Museum, but they were closed for installation. But I'll tell you, the Des Moines Art Center, they've got it all. They've got an Edward Hopper, they got Giacometti, they've got everything. They had a Louise Bourgeois, they got Warhol, you know, all the hits.
Very cool.
And then I went on through, so check that out if you're ever in Des Moines. And then I went on through to the Indianapolis Museum of Art.
Uh-huh. Wow, you were doing like a tour, the Midwest.
I didn't give a fuck. We went, me and my mom were like, we're going for it.
We're going everywhere.
So anyway, the Indianapolis Museum also is like a top-notch art museum.
Why shouldn't it be, you know?
Sure enough. Curator there curated the Whitney Biennial a while ago, but then I heard from our research assistant, Katie Kondo, that they laid off a whole bunch of their staff recently. So they cut a lot of people. But that was nice because they had lots of all different kinds of art, but then they had a few shows focused on like artists from Indiana. Yeah, including Robert Indiana. That's what happened. Now I'm in New York. I'll have a full report on all that stuff. I'm trying to get to some real holes in the wall, some tiny, tiny spots, some underbed galleries. I saw an art thing in a peephole.
Did you say underbed galleries?
Yeah.
Love it. I love that phrase so much.
Anyhow, what's going on in San Francisco?
Oh, the whole city sucks.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. You know, it's been nice and foggy, and I love it because you just don't have to do anything when it's foggy out, right? Isn't that how that works?
You got any art reports?
I got nothing. Art does not exist. Art is taking a break this week. No, just kidding.
Hey, I know one thing that's coming up in the Bay Area that we need a shout out about. Here's a quick shout out. Recast by Kathy Liu is running at Root Division from July 27th through August 17th. There's a second Saturday reception, which is on Saturday, August 13th from 7 to 10 p.m. They're doing solo shows at Root Division. I don't know when the last time they did one. This might be the first one in a while. You got ceramics. You got handmade calligraphy brushes. You got colors, shapes, every art possibility you can imagine. It's happening at this show at Root Division. P.S. This is part of Commodity Culture, a two-month exploration into consumerism and cultural expression in the Bay Area. So go check that one out. If you have a thing that you think we should go see or shout out on the show, let us know. We got 419-351-6606. Or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
All right, listeners. Portland Institute for Contemporary Art, up there in Portland, Oregon, is their annual time-based arts festival is coming up in early September, actually kind of mid-September. And since I can't go, we want to know if you're going and if you want to send back a little reporty-port for us on all the awesome performances happening up there. I know it's not San Francisco.
Hey, we'll give you $100.
We'll give you some money.
Go, give you $100. That'll cover the gas money.
Yeah.
One way.
Yeah.
JK, both ways. Gas is cheap. Okay, so another thing we need to say is this is just going to be a little shorty episode. I think I'm going to put in some music from Tyler Holmes. Tyler Holmes of Persia and Daddy's Plastic has a new album out, so go buy that album. I have a link to it in the underworld. But other than that, this is going to be a little short, shorty episode.
Friend of the show, Margaret Tedesco, is going to be presenting on Joseph Boys at SF MoMA on Friday, August 19th at 12 noon. Come on by, fourth floor.
That's about it, really, for our show, because we're just doing a real tight little shorty this week. I think I'm going to just call this a half of an episode.
Oh, good. What are we, like 96 and a half?
Yep, because we need some time to prepare to have a little more buffer time for episode 100.
Maybe we should do some quarter episodes.
And yep. I'm out of town, so yep. We're going to take
slacking
the next...
off.
So we're going to take the next 2 weeks off.
Oh.
Is that right? Do you want to do 2 weeks?
No, that's right. It's just going to be a little bit lonesome without our listeners.
We never hear from the sons of bitches anyway. They all can go to hell. Okay,
go
so 2 weeks
hell,
for
listeners.
Our summer
we
break.
We love you. Yeah, 2 weeks is great.
So Maysoon and I will be taking the next 2 weeks off. I hope no one's terribly alarmed, but when we come back, we'll be coming back in rare form. I always say that when we do any kind of break taking, but this time we really mean it.
When I think we come back in rare form.
It's going to be goddamn Radio Lab without Ooh. Robert Krulwich.
Oh, you hate Robert Krulwich.
I sure do hate Robert Krulwich.
I don't mind him, but I do love Jad Abumrad.
Yeah, bless him. So that's what's going on. So thanks for bearing with us through these tender times. Oh, Maysoon, wait, I had to tell you one other thing.
I have one other thing, too.
Oh, okay. Here's the deal. So me and my mom on our way out to Ohio to get my brother and my nephew, okay, we stopped off at Bemis.
Oh, yes.
Bemis Art Center.
Yeah.
Which I applied to their residency for the fourth time this year.
Did you introduce yourself? Please tell me introduce yourself.
Well, Maysoon, the only people there are like the gallery sitters. I've met the people there because I worked for an artist who was doing the residency there. Anyhow, point is, I was like, I have to do some kind of witchcrafty,
Did you leave your
charm.
Like a pile of hair in the corner?
I cut off a big chunk of my hair and I spread it around the entire building in a big giant circle.
Okay, good. That's perfect.
And I really feel like that's going to give me the cutting edge. No pun
Did you saturate your hair in your own saliva first? That's a really important step.
I didn't.
Oh,
is it really?
Didn't?
I should have talked to Margaret Tedesco before I did it. But
yeah,
anyhow,
I kind of think saliva is like, it's like a binder, you know, it's like stuck. It's sticking there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this beforehand?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know you were going to do a little witchcraft thing. I would have chimed in.
Anyhow, I did
it's
it.
Gonna,
Hopefully
I think
it'll give me the advantage.
Hair is pretty significant too. It's like skin cells, you know? It's a big deal.
Well,
ooh,
so
exciting.
Maysoon, if this works, that's going to be we can have a whole new segment about different, you know, different metaphysical ways to give you the edge on applications and opportunities.
Yes. Ooh, I hope it works. Oh my gosh. Artists, keep listening. This is going to be exciting.
Should hear back at the end of September.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Well, listeners, if you're going to miss us in the next couple of weeks and you need a little research project or a little like, wow, that was interesting, has nothing to do with the Bay Area once again. Kate, you can cut this out if you want. But I just heard about this thing called the Mississippi River Basin Model. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's like a scaled version of the Mississippi River Basin. It's basically, what was it, like 200, it's on 200 acres. It's a horizontal, like real live model of the river basin, and it's not in Mississippi. Where is it? It's in Missouri, but it's fucking amazing.
You want listeners to go see a scale model of the Mississippi River Delta in Missouri?
No, don't go to Missouri. I'm just saying, look it up online and look at the pictures of it because it's pretty fucking nerdy and amazing. All right,
you're
fine.
So weird. Okay,
why?
Well, there's a link
That's
to
really,
it in the underworld,
so cool.
Listeners. Check out Maysoon's insanity. So, anyhow, Maysoon.
Yeah. Okay, I'll send you that link, Kate.
With. And also auction season's coming up. That's another
fuck that
issue. So from the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between, this has been
Congratulations Pine Tree. Yeah. Come on, 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 come on